Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just coming to you guys with a real strong segment on Welcome to the Sam Clark Show. Y'all gotta come up in this room today because I was just going through my Facebook and I was just like, you know, today's Friday, you know, first and foremost. And I was watching Black-ish and I was like, I'm gonna come home, chill with my family. And then I'm sitting here and I'm going through Facebook and I had somebody basically just testify that they just don't care about what people got to say about them. And they don't care what people, you know, think. And, you know, really what was really reminiscing and going through my mind as I was watching it on live was that I was totally feeling that same thing. Like, you know, the way the world is right now, you get so caught up on what people got to say. And, you know, it has to be a reason for everything, why people want to do things, or it has to be somebody's worrying about, are you doing well, or, you know, what's really happening and going on. I just feel like, you know, those are just all distractions. And to tell you the truth, my real main purpose for making this segment is to tell everybody to just, you know, remain calm, you know, keep calm. 2019 just started. God is going to make his appearance, whether he makes his appearance in your life, teaching you how to trust him more or how to follow his word more, or rather it's just, you know, the things that are happening around you that you're just not paying attention to. Because when God speaks to you and he speaks to your heart and he speaks to your spirit and your mind and your soul, you got to be ready to receive whatever is being said to you. So if you caught up on what other people are saying about you, you're going to miss it. And yes, I was talking to my sister-in-law a couple days ago about, you know, the predictions of when God is coming back. Again, nobody knows when God is coming back. But when God shows up, okay, everybody needs to be prepared. Everybody needs to be on board. And everybody needs to be able to bow to the real king when he does come back. And, you know, figuratively speaking, everything that is happening in our lives right now is a future coming thing that has, you know, that's actually occurring. And there are different scriptures in the Bible, of course, that points out different things in terms of, you know, God's coming back. But the sad part is that when you don't know how to focus your energy and how to use what God's word is in a purpose, like purposefully in your life, you can be a little, you know, a little discombobulated. You can be a little bit distracted. You can be a little bit out of it. You can be a little deterred. And what my purpose of this segment is to tell everybody is to not be so caught up on the social media trends, not to be caught up on what everybody is saying about you or about anything that isn't pertaining to helping you grow as a person, or even if it's helping you grow spiritually, mentally, physically, or emotionally. You cannot be bogged down by baggage. And so 2019 just started, you guys. So that means that whatever that stuff was in the past or whatever social media got going on right now, that stuff is not important. You know, God doesn't want us to focus on that. God really wants us to pay attention to what's about to happen in our lives, which is about to be the come up. So if you're ready to elevate and you're ready to get there and you're ready to acknowledge him, please, please do so. Because, yeah, we're in February. This is Black History Month and you got everybody with their quotes. And I've been putting some things out there, too. You got everybody with their, you know, sayings and stuff like that. And we need to pay attention because, you know, the Black community is being demolished out here. And that means that, you know, on the up and up, you know, whether you don't have God in your life or not, you know, God is the source. He is the only way for us to walk into our purpose. And so our character as African-American people, as women, as men, as we teach our children about history, it's very, very important that we do not become distracted by the things that have no true meaning or no true value behind it. because what has true meaning and true definition, that if I can be discreet, is the things that we put out there as what people need to know about history, what they need to know about how to stay strong, and what folks need to know about how to not be so bogged down on, you know, imposter syndrome and, you know, thinking that we're less and thinking that we don't know things. And, you know, we're coming into this year, at, you know, still at the mercy of things that was holding us back 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And I'm here to tell everybody now that it's time for you to let those things and those people go. I spoke about circle a couple segments back, and your circle is important. Because if you have people who are feeding you garbage, don't expect to come out clean, okay? You gotta alleviate those people along with the things that just are not for you. Like, I've sent somebody a message through Facebook, and they were like, why you send me this, you know? What made you send me this? And I'm like, well, it wasn't something that I felt like I, you know, it was just particular. It was just encouragement. We need to encourage each other to know that when we have a circle, that everybody that claims that they are team you are not team you. And we need to be aware of this. I'm not saying, you know, go check your circle right now. I'm just saying that we need to be aware of the people who are truly for us and the people who are truly not. And the way you become aware of that is by people's actions. So that, you know, back to encouraging and back to paying attention to signs and not being distracted by stuff that is like, that doesn't really matter. It is, and it does get tedious and it does get hard, but we need to be reminded who we are, especially, you know, and I don't know who this message is for, and I don't know who might feel offended by this, but especially the, you know, black women and black men. You know, we need to be reminded that we are people too, that we are educated too, that we're loved too, and that we can be anything that we want to be, that nobody is not holding nothing over our heads and telling us that we can't, and telling us that we're not worthy, and telling us that we're still at the mercy, or we're still at the feet of being inferior, because we're not. And so that's what my segment is about. My segment is not God's calling, which was a couple segments ago. But my segment is very powerful in that I want people to start taking back their heritage, their culture, their lives. You know, start gaining some power and some attribute over who you are. Because we have a uniqueness. Everyone in this world has a uniqueness. We all can come up. We all can be, you know, about God's speed. So nobody is limited in no means at all. So, you know, we need to, you know, do everything in our power to keep each other lifted up. But most importantly, you all, is love. Love your brothers and sisters. You know, we don't do that. And it's because we've been torn apart by a lot of things that have, you know, been happening around us, like police brutality and just a lot of different issues that have occurred in our communities. And we just need to be uplifted, and we need to keep God as our head and our focus. And I don't know who this, like, again, I said, I don't know who this segment is for today. But what I do know, and if anyone is listening to my podcast, is that whoever is listening, you are, you know, you are relevant. You are going to break through on these chains and things that's kept us in bondage. And I need people to really pay attention and be very careful of who you tell your aspiration, your dreams to, because again, everybody's not for you. However, be uplifted, help somebody, encourage somebody, because you never know who might need that, what kind of space people might be in. They might be stuck because they're thinking that, oh, I gotta worry about what I'm posting on Instagram, I gotta worry about what I'm posting on Facebook, I gotta worry about what somebody gonna say if I change fields, or, you know, and it's very stressful, right? To keep up with what other people are saying instead of just following lead on suit and what God is, you know, saying for you. So purposefully, I'm speaking to everyone when I say, stay focused. I wasn't going to make a podcast until I started reading up on some of the stuff I saw on Facebook, and I don't read too much into some of the things that I see, and I really try to stay off of it as much as possible. But I'm promoting something that I feel is very positive, and seeing that the social media is the way to do it, that's the only reason why I'm staying connected. However, you know, I really don't like to get bogged down on that either, because it's so negative and people can really put things out there that just won't coach right on your spirit. So if you are listening, please share, please like, please follow, please support me. I know people don't want to pay to listen to podcasts, but it really helps me out if people will go in there and make donations, or just, you know, anything that, you know, that you want to contribute would be much appreciated. I also just wanted to put on here as well, as if you're following, you're liking, if you have topics that you want me to touch on, please let me know through Messenger or Facebook, or even on here, just leave me a message. I hope everybody has a blessed weekend. I'm planning on it. I had planned to go celebrate something on the weekend, but I gotta learn how to budget better. But anyway, I hope that everybody has a blessed weekend. I plan to. And everybody stay blessed and ignore the naysayers. People gonna say what they're gonna say. People gonna do what they're gonna do. Keep pushing, keep moving. That's what I do on the daily. And, you know, I keep my prayer circle strong. So you guys just keep on moving forward. Keep supporting your girl, because I'm gonna blow up one day. You know, I am going to blow up. I am the blow and the glow up. So I hope everybody enjoys this podcast, and have a beautiful weekend.